Good morning. And we finished class on Mazayan Siman Lamed, where the Chayyadim quotes the Tana de Belio, where he talks about the proximity of the mitzvah of Kibbut Abayim to the other Aseres HaDibros. So continuing along that vein, just to share a few other things that the Tana de Belio says in that regards. So the Tana de Belio in Perek Vav, in Eliyahu Rabba, Perek Vav, he talks about the proximity of Kibbut Abayim to Shabbos. So he says, "L'lamdecha shekol zman she'adam mechaber es aviv ve'esimoy ein chet shechilo Shabbos v'leishar shum kol chet ba'al yaday mimchata nimchalay." If a person is careful with Kibbut Abayim, the person in kind protects him from the chet of chilo Shabbos and other various as well. That's why the Torah wrote, if you want to find a way to appreciate the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos and be careful about Shabbos, if a person walks around with appreciation for what he's received from his parents, a person will then extrapolate that concept to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that the parents only got that ability from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be careful about Shabbos as well. So Rosh Hashanah promises that a person who is careful with Kibbut Abayim will be zoicha to be careful with the mitzvah of Zachar Hashem Shabbos and the concerns of Chilul Shabbos. The Torah says Kibbut Abayim in proximity to the Tzirtzach. So he says if a person has the mizonos b'sof beisoy, a person has a parnosa for himself, but he does not use that to support his parents, he's considered as if he was a ritzeach. He could have taken care of his parents, and instead of doing that, he hoarded the money for himself. See, even though one is not mechuyev, the din is that we pass in Mishal Av and Mishal Ben, but we said in a scenario where the parent doesn't have, it is incumbent upon the child to take care of the parent. So the Talmud Leo is taking that much further in the world of the concept of Remez, Agadata, etc. It continues as a person who doesn't do so. This version of the Tana B'Leo continues and says the proximity to the Loisinov, if a person does not support the parents, is it if he's not Kol Yomov, if a person does not support, is if he's going to the Foshus, is as if he's testifying falsely, and it is as if he's Chayim Mom Shal Cherim Kol Yomov. He wants other people's items, other people's things, instead of sharing with his father, which would be the appropriate thing to do, to take care of the parents. He wants it for himself, so he's chaymed. He's denying the way the Rosh set up the world, he's ever the son of Reach Eid Shaker, as if he's been made Eid Shaker in front of Hashem. He's being gaynev nefashos, he's taking away from people that which they need. So it's equivalent of being gaynev nefashos. And loisinov means that a person takes his strength and his abilities and brings it to a place where it's inappropriate to bring it to, instead of sharing it with his parents, which would be the appropriate thing to do, to take these abilities that he has and share them in the appropriate places. Instead, he's hoarding it for himself, so that's equivalent of an act of a niyuv in the conceptual sense, taking one's koiches and placing them somewhere else other than where they belong. So, in the world of Remez, we can look at all of the Aseres HaDibros which come post Kibbut Abayim have some type of connection to the concept of Kibbut Abayim. Our Hirsch points out when he talks about the mitzvah of Kibbut Abayim that the vehicle which allows us to learn to respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the Masorah that we have. And the Masorah is not really possible unless we have a tremendous amount of respect for the generation before us, for our parents. We tend to learn well from people we respect, people that we respect. We learn much less from people that we do not really appreciate their value. So their lessons therefore become insignificant and unimportant to us because we're not much of the individual. So Kibbut Abayim is a vehicle which will allow the Masara of the understanding of the Rosh Hashanah's message of Shabbos, that the Rosh Hashanah created the world, that he is the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. He is there for Anoch Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yilecha. All of those are connected to Kibbutz Abayim as well, because Kibbutz Abayim is going to be the key which will allow Klal Yisrael to fulfill those mitzvahs. Beis Hashem, we will, in the upcoming shurim, mention some ideas from the Sefer Chassidim, like the Chayyar mentioned, and then we will move on. And meanwhile, have a good day.